bonus podcast time. We're here because of the news that Ron and Andrew Fowler are joining Lincoln City's investment group. Ron led the leadership group at the San Diego Padres and has had a long involvement in US baseball and football and is a longtime friend and associate of Harvey Jabara. Let's start then by hearing from our chairman, Clive Nates, who tells us how he was first introduced to Ron.
Yeah, about 2 years ago, myself, Liam and Jez were over in San Diego, and Harvey took us to meet Ron. Obviously, they'd known each other for quite some time as a result of the involvement in the San Diego Padres. And we had a wonderful afternoon speaking with Ron. I think we all felt immediate connection with him. You know, really a fantastic guy with his sporting experience, his business experience. And even at that point, he was giving us some advice, which is actually coming quite useful. And he actually mentioned a bit lightly after the meeting to Harvey that, you know, if Harvey ever needed another American partner to join in with him, well, to come and speak to him at some time. So fantastic 2 years later for Ron and his son Andrew to be getting involved in Lincoln City.
You mentioned that relationship with Harvey, which goes back many years before Lincoln City. I think it really shows the strength of character of both of them and that relationship that we can really lean into.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Harvey's always spoken so highly of Ron, almost like a father figure to him. It's mentored him, and I think both Ron and Andrew are the perfect people to join up with Lincoln City, share the same philosophies that we do.
We've had Ron and Andrew visiting Lincolnshire this week. They've been at the Elite Performance Centre around the stadium. What's it been like showing them around your football club?
Yeah, it's been great, and they've been meeting with various senior members of the management team, and ability to discuss various projects that we might look at in the future. And it all looks very positive. They seem very excited about what they've seen.
Yeah, I think we've all learned to trust Clive by now, haven't we? A really encouraging endorsement from our chairman. As for Harvey, he and the Fowlers go back a long way. Let's hear from him now about his long relationship with Ron and what he's learned from him in the past.
We came into the San Diego Padres of Major League Baseball back in 2008 and got to know Ron when became a partner there. And we've just had a wonderful relationship from the beginning, and to watch him in his management of the club in time when he became chairman and the control person for the San Diego Padres, which is the ultimate position. Each team has one control person that reports to Major League Baseball, and that was Ron in our investment. And I knew Ron previous. I knew of Ron previously from when he owned the San Diego Sockers, of the indoor soccer leagues in the United States, and he had tremendous success there. I think he won something like 10 championships in 11 years or something like that. And so to watch him in action for many years directly when we were together at the Padres was just so fascinating to me, such an education. It caused me to understand the management of a club better. And I took so much of what I learned by observing Ron as we pursued the Lincoln City investment. I'm not running the club, and I'm not chairman of the club. I'm just an investor, but it was great to take what I had absorbed from Ron and tried to apply some of his approach and theories to what's going on here at Lincoln City.
I was going to say, you've been involved in Lincoln City now for 3 years.
Yes.
Has what you've learned from Ron helped you in that process?
There's no question. If I had a dollar or a pound for every time I said, what would Ron Fowler do in this situation, it's constant. I reflect back to decisions that he made, and the process that he went through to come to the right conclusion, whether it be player personnel matters, whether it be, there was a significant change that he made during his tenure at the San Diego Padres to shift the club back to a brown-based color of our uniforms and of our entire organization of brown and yellow, and he went through a very impressive process where at all times he said, we're going to do what our fans want us to do. It was not a unilateral decision. He involved the fans and listened to the fans and came up with a color scheme that now is just been spectacular and incredibly well received by the fans and baseball and the entire sporting world. You see San Diego Padre brown baseball caps all over the world now. When we travel all over the world, it doesn't matter where it is, we're seeing Padres brown. And that's Ron Fowler. That the way in which he approached it and the quality and the richness of the color scheme. It's, as you well know, in English football, you just don't go around changing colors very easily. Those are significant decisions. It was the same thing with the Padres. Some controversy to it, but now you look back and you say the way, the process in which he went through to come to a conclusion and how it was implemented, it was terrific branding opportunity for the club going forward. So issues like that, how to be a disciplined leader of a professional sports franchise. Everybody wants to win, and everybody wants to spend as much money as you can spend, but there's a balance between, you know, how you go about that, what it takes to win, how much you're willing to put at risk to win, making sure, you know, I've always talked about cost per point here at Lincoln City, and that's important to us at Lincoln City, to be a disciplined club that is not going to be here just to try and outspend everybody. We just do what we do, and we're going to stay within our means, and cost per point, or in baseball, cost per win, mattered, and it mattered to Ron as I watched him manage the Padres. So I've just learned countless lessons from a sheer professional point of view. I because I had a 26-year working relationship with my father, and my father was my best friend and my mentor and my partner and everything I could have ever asked for in all of those categories. I have told many people on countless occasions that I've never met anyone in my professional life that was so similar to my father than Ron Fowler. And as I've said, I have no higher compliment for anybody than to compare that person to my dad, who was my hero. And Ron is that man. That is who Ron is. And it's not just professional accomplishments. It's not about, you know, he was, you know, in everything he's done in life professionally, he's been a winner. And so it's such a incredible model to try and follow. But the next step is, how do you handle that success? And Ron is spectacular. Ron does not need public exposure. Ron is not looking to be on the cover of magazines or on all over social media. He just has a very disciplined way of going about his life. And that is so impressive to me, to have such success and to still prefer a low profile. And the best part about Ron is the way he gives back to his communities. And he does it in so many ways. And at such a high magnitude that has such an incredible benefit for countless people. You can look all over the United States and see Ron's impact from a philanthropic point of view, and that's a model I'd like to follow as well.
So Ron and Andrew are now investors in Lincoln City Football Club. Does that mean that Ron's obviously fantastic expertise is now available to a wider role of executives in a football club, wider staff? How will Ron's involvement look going forward?
Yes, no doubt. First of all, having Ron and Andrew is just special. They are a great team. They've come together in business as a family office and looking for endeavors of this nature. The history of the relationship between Ron and Lincoln City was two summers ago. Clive, Liam, and Jez were visiting San Diego, the United States, just sort of a trip to see me and Landon and get to know what was going on at the San Diego Padres, what was going on at the San Diego Loyal, and just a wonderful trip to where we could just have strategy sessions about the future of Lincoln City. And at the end of that trip, I said, you guys have to meet Ron Fowler. He is just a special person who's had an incredible career in sports. And part of that career was success in indoor soccer. Let's go have this meeting. Well, you know, we expected to bother Ron for about 30 minutes. Well, 2 hours later, we finally had to go. We were leaving town then, and that 2 hours, we knew immediately how engaging Ron was in Lincoln City. We were there just to simply tell the story. We didn't have any big, we weren't trying to raise money or do things like that. We just wanted to get a best practices kind of discussion going. So one of the things that came out of our San Diego meeting with Ron was his suggestion that we get more involved as a club with the league. And when we returned, I know that Clive and Liam both assumed additional responsibilities with the league. Ron was just giving great advice to say, you need to understand what's happening at a league level at all times. You just can't read about it or just wait until a vote comes up and then you learn about it. You need to be involved in the discussions leading up. And there were points and discussions like that throughout the 2 hours we spent with Ron that really, I mean, we left there feeling like, wow, Ron is just, he gets it, he understands. I mean, he had very little exposure to Lincoln City, but he understands exactly where we're at. And so it was as tempting as it was at the moment to say, Ron, would you have any interest in Lincoln City? I had only been in the club a little over a year. I didn't feel like I had enough experience to say, Ron, would you consider this? I felt like it's one thing to put my own money at risk. It's another thing to try and ask a friend and colleague to come into the same endeavor. I wanted to make sure I understood and had enough experience with Lincoln City before I would take that step of engaging someone else. It's one thing to have my own personal financial risk. Much more important to me is a reputational risk of engaging someone else and saying, you know, jump on the train with us, we're going someplace. So I wasn't ready to make that move. And so we took some time. And, occasionally I would reach out to Ron and ask for some help and ask for advice on Lincoln City issues or just sports issues in general. And every time he would ask, how are things going, overseas, and give him a little update. We finally got to a point where we said it would be so important for Ron to be a part of this club. So, you know, your question about the ways he can contribute, of course, he's he and Andrew are making a financial contribution, but both of them are very well versed in how to run a professional sports franchise. And so we just think already, even on this first trip to Lincoln, he's already contributed thoughts and ideas to what we can be doing differently and helping us strategize. So of course the financial aspect is important, but what will be much more important will be the credibility that Ron brings and Andrew bring to this club and what we're going to learn from him and to help us take that next step. You know, we're under Clive's leadership, this club has come so far and in a short amount of time. And as everyone in English football knows, it's that next step is harder. Each next step is harder. Championship is hard. It doesn't matter how much money you spend. It doesn't matter how smart you think you are. You just have to go through a season and survive the down times and thrive in the up times. And, you know, here we are waiting for one game Saturday to help determine our near future. It's a great time for Ron to come in. And, you know, whether we are in Championship or League One next year, this is an incredible time for Ron and Andrew to enter in and help us think about how do we make that next step. And if so be it, 1 month from now, if we have made that next step, well, that takes a whole different thought process as to how you've entered into Championship. Well, how do you stay in Championship? So regardless of the outcome over the next few weeks, we are in a great place with this club. And I can't think of a better time for Ron and Andrew to come in and say, help us get to that next step.
You mentioned Clive there and what Clive Stone for this football club ever knows about. There'll be some people that'll be seeing announcements who would think this is a US takeover. Clive's going nowhere, is he?
Nothing is changing in the fact that Clive is our chairman. We want Clive as our chairman. There is no, this has nothing to do with another American coming in. This is me going to a colleague who has tremendous expertise and experience in sport, who I know can help Lincoln City. I will tell you that we can't do this without Clive. Clive is the reason we're here. Clive's commitment to this club on a day-by-day basis is endless. His knowledge of this club, his knowledge of EFL issues, and here we are in the middle of reform. I want no one representing Lincoln City other than Clive and Liam. They know these issues back and forth. We have a number of issues on the table, the latest FA replays. You know, we've got no shortage of issues that are going to have to be navigated to get to the reform package that's going to be helpful to the EFL. And so none of us can step into those shoes that Clive and Liam fill now. And the comfort I have is knowing it's Clive and Liam running the show here. And Ron's view is, you know, at least he's stated to us, Harvey will keep me up to date with what's going on. So, you know, nothing will change here, nothing in terms of management, nothing in terms of leadership from a chairmanship role. Nothing could be further than that. I wouldn't allow it. We're not gonna let Clive leave.
It's a family investment, Ron and Andrew. Through your investments also through your wider family. Mm-hmm. Does that make it feel a little bit more special for you that when you're coming to games, when Ron and Andrew come into games, it's a family endeavor?
No question about it. I can first speak to what it's done for my family. The engagement we've had with Lincoln City. We have been welcomed by supporters here. I can't even describe how good it feels. I can't describe how good it feels to go to the train station in Oxford, go to the train station in Cheltenham, and have people come up and say thank you for what you do for the club. I mean, supporters don't understand how impactful that is to us. And, you know, there are times, look, when we were here over the holidays, we were in a tough run there. We had players out. We had a new manager trying to implement his system, and there was a bit of impatience there from some supporters, and you know, we heard about it. We'd hear what was said when people were walking by. But you know, that's part of it too. It's what you have to live with. It's part of the game. You just can't take the good. You got to take the tough times. But as a family, we all stuck together and said, we believe in Michael. I mean, we just could see what Michael was doing on a day-by-day basis at the training grounds. And I said, we're going to get healthy and we're going to get points. Now, did I predict the second half we've had? No. It would have been hard to predict that. But for our family, the way we engage during each game, and many times we're in four different places and we've got this conversation going. My boys, my wife and I, we love being in Lincoln. We love being in England. And so I think Ron and Andrew have watched our experience here. And, you know, Ron recently made a comment. He said, ever since Harvey invested in Lincoln City, he's had a smile on his face. So that had to mean something. And so that was a neat perspective that Ron provided. So I just think Ron and his wife, Alexis, and Andrew, and their entire family, I think they're going to grow to love this even more. English football is addictive. It is addictive. And when it gets in your blood, you don't let go of it. I am watching games constantly. There is not a day of the week in which I do not watch a portion of some football game. If there's an English game on, I'm watching it. If there's not an English game on, then I find some other week. It's amazing what it's done to me. So I know that our family experiences the same thing. We want to watch Lincoln grow. We want to help Lincoln grow. And I think Ron and Andrew are ready to jump in both feet first and contribute in many ways.
Yeah, exciting news as we head into an exciting week. Saturday's final game of the season is sold out, but don't forget you can watch live via iFollow Imps.
I think it's definitely needed. Is there anything that you would like to add, anything that you don't think you've that's come across?
You know, all I would say is that Ron is, I consider Ron a mentor of mine. I consider Ron a dear friend. He's someone who I have learned so much from, and I just, as I've said many times before, I think about what would Ron do in these situations, and I just, you know, to me, he's a gentle giant. He is someone who has had so much success, doesn't need to tell everybody about it, unlike many people who've had a lot of success, but he's so caring. He has such a big heart. He's a good negotiator. He'll work like heck for anything that we would ask him to do for Lincoln City. So he's, if there's one word to describe Ron as I see him, is just balance. He's a balanced person who's so good at everything he does, but yet keeps his feet on the ground and just knows there's a big world out there that needs help, and he's gonna use much of his success to help those who need help.
Perfect. Thank you, Harvey. And it didn't flush again, did it?